Amen. You may be seated.
Morning. Open your Bibles to the last book, not maps, but the Revelation. We're going to get there in just a moment. My name is Rob Foster, if you don't know me. I'm involved with Global Outreach here and excited to talk to you about some stuff that's been going on there. So hold your place in Revelation chapter 4. I said for just a few minutes, we'll come back to that, but I want to begin by asking you a question. How many of you have ever heard of Tychicus? Tychicus, it's a person's name. How many? Okay. A couple, kind of an obscure character, right, from the Bible. Most of us have not heard of him, but he played a very important support role on behalf of the Apostle Paul, which I'm guessing most of you have heard of. And he's mentioned several times. He's mentioned in Paul's letter to the church at Colossae, and he's mentioned in Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus. And both times, Paul talks about him in the same way. He says, Tychicus was an encouraging messenger. And he says things like this about him. He says to those churches, I'm sending Tychicus to you, and he will bring you information. He'll tell you what I'm doing and the kind of things that I'm involved in. Well, this morning I want to introduce you to a whole team of Tychicuses, or Tychici, maybe would be the right. Here they are. So we were just come from a team in on the field in Thailand. We were trying to save a little money on transportation, so we were all in one taxi. That was supposed to be funny. Wait, actually, we're posing for this. A lot of you were praying for us, and you supported us financially. And I want the whole team to stand up so you can see where they are. Go ahead, Craig and Bart and the Marzettes. Yeah. And I just want to say on behalf of the whole team, thank you. Thank you for, you know, journeying with us through your prayers and through your finances. And it's time now for us to play our role to be your Tychicus. We went as the eyes and ears, the hands and feet of Temecula Hills Christian Fellowship. So this morning, we're here to bring you information. We want to talk to you about what we learned. We want to talk about opportunities to serve. And we want to encourage you to join us in prayer. So that's our purpose for the next little while this morning. Before we get into all the detail, though, we need to backtrack for a moment to make sure we're all on the same page. Some of you might even be new to Temecula Hills Christian Fellowship, and you're unfamiliar with this whole project. So we want to start by asking a basic but vitally important question. What is the end goal of missions? When we talk about overseas cross-cultural work, we need to talk about where we're going, right? If you don't know where you're going, it's going to be awfully hard to get there. So that's why we're going to look at these two passages in Revelation chapter 4, and then we'll go to Revelation chapter 7. So if you have your Bible open, Revelation, if you're familiar with it, it's a vision that God gave to the Apostle John. And in chapter 4, he's describing a scene in heaven. And he's talking about the throne room of God, with God is on his throne and what's happening around him. And we're just going to jump right into the middle of that vision in chapter 4, verse 8. Says there was these four living creatures around the throne. Each of them with six wings, full of eyes all around and within, and day and night they never cease to say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. We just were singing those words. Who was and is to come. And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him, who is seated on the throne, and they worship Him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Worthy are You, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For You created all things, and by Your will they existed and were created. So this scene of worship around the throne in heaven, these four living creatures and the elders bowing down, and there's other people there as well. Let's turn to chapter 7 and verse 9. After this, John writes, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. This is the end goal of missions. This is the picture of the heavenly scene where people gather from every corner of the globe, ascribing to God honor and majesty and worship due His name and enjoying His presence. That's what the purpose of cross-cultural missions is about. That's what the goal of cross-cultural evangelism and global outreach, that's what we're trying to accomplish. But how's that going to happen? How is the purpose of God in missions going to be accomplished? And this has to be one of the most glorious but mystifying truths to me in all of Scripture. What is God's method for pursuing that goal? The answer is you and me, the local church. Most of us are familiar with these passages and commands that are on the screen up here. Matthew chapter 28, Jesus says to his followers, All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore and do what? Make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded you. And then that glorious promise, Jesus said, And I will be with you to the very end of the age. And then most of you are familiar with Acts chapter 1. Jesus said, You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the remotest part of the earth. The work that continues on to this day. Romans chapter 15, you might be a little less familiar with. It's where Paul talks about the ultimate goal of missions, that frontier aspect of missions, to take the name of Jesus Christ to where it is not named, to plant churches where no churches currently exist. So simply put, the local church is the instrument God is going to use to get His message out and gather a people for Himself. Now to me, that's just an incredible truth. That God calls you and I to be involved in that kind of activity. The local church is God's method. And by His grace, you know, most of us here at Temecula Hills have caught that vision. We've always had a lot of missions activity, cross-cultural activity, global outreach activity going on in our 11-year history. But a little over 2 years ago, as a lot of you know, there was a shift. In January 2015, we made a commitment to a new focus. We wanted to pursue a long-term vision in one place. We wanted to invest in a place deeply in relationships, and we wanted to form collaborative, cooperative partnerships, something that we call developmental partnerships. Let me give you a quick timeline to get us all up to speed. Let's look up on the screen together. January 2015 is when we actually made this commitment to developmental partnerships. October 2015, after considering a long list of different opportunities, we began to focus on Thailand. We saw that as a place that was a good fit for our personality and our gifts as a church. And ever since then, we've been referring to this as the Southeast Asia Initiative. December 2015, Spencer Carlson. Where's Spencer? I saw him earlier. All right, over there. Okay, way over there. It's not in his usual spot. Spencer Carlson and I went to a conference together. We began to network. We began to meet people, talk to people who were already active in this area. And in March 2016, we took a leadership trip to Thailand. It was Craig Poston, Anthony Marzette, Spencer Carlson, and myself. And this is kind of a key moment for us as a church, because at the end of that trip, let's go to the next slide. We sat in this coffee shop in the airport in Chiang Mai, Thailand. You see it right as you go through immigration in the airport in Chiang Mai, so it's kind of got great memory for me. And we had been in Thailand for a week, and the four of us sat down, thought about what it would be like to commit as a church to partnerships, and we all prayed together, and we asked the Lord, do we sense your leading in this? Do we sense that you're causing us, encouraging us to take the next step? And all of us were convinced that the answer to that question was yes. And so Thailand was affirmed as our focus. You can see the star there now on the map. And that set in motion this whole series of events. August 2016, we started an equipping hour class called Get Involved in Global Outreach, where we extended the invitation to the whole church. Hey, come and find out what's going on. Come and find out what God is doing. Join us. And then finally, in December and early January this year, applications went out. Our team was formed. And since then, that team, so it's been about 3 months now, almost 3.5 months, has been attending mandatory weekly meetings. They've been raising support. They've paid money out of their own pocket. We took several field trips and other activities until finally, April 10th, just about a month ago, we met at the church office and made our way to Thailand, then April 22nd back home. So obviously, if you talk to some of us about it and we're pretty excited, that's because there's a lot of time and effort and energy has been poured into this project already. So we come to this report, and of course we're asking God to propel us and to help us see what's next. And I think I speak for the whole team when I say that it's our prayer that God would call some of you to get involved. And we'll come back to that before we finish. But we want to jump into the field report. I want to give you some basic information about Thailand and about our trip, and then we'll get to the good part. We have a video that we want to show you about our trip, and then a couple of the team members are going to come up and share about their experience and give their testimony. So just in case you don't know your geography, or maybe you're just a map geek like me and you like to look at maps, here's a shot of the Southeast Asian Peninsula with Thailand there in the middle, surrounded by Laos and Cambodia, Vietnam, Burma, and Malaysia underneath. And then go to the next slide, Janice. Oh, there, we already got it. Close up. Okay. So Thailand has a population of about 67 million, most of whom are ethnically Thai. So about 63 million ethnic Thai. And that's the group that we are focusing on. And here's just some statistics about that population. There are about 63 million, less than one half of 1% are Christians. One half of 1%. It's a very tiny, tiny minority of the population. And if you took the population of the Temecula Valley and did a comparison, you say we figure there's about 250,000. That means there'd be about 750 Christians. About, what, two times the number, three times the number of the people in this room. 750 Christians spread out from the border checkpoint to Lake Elsinore and from, you know, Deleuze out to French Valley. And among those population in Thailand, it's so sparse that 95% of Thai citizens live in a village where there is no church. 95%. And I think this last number is the most staggering of all. This tiny fraction and these few churches are the result of 188 years of missionary effort. 188 years of Christian missions activity in Thailand. Less than 0.5% Christians. So obviously, Thailand's a very challenging field, isn't it? Something that we should approach with a very sober, humble attitude. So this is what we did. We went as a team and as your representatives to ask three questions. What can we learn? Where can we serve? And how can we pray? Just that simple. We set up a series of meetings with local believers and with different missionaries that are working, first in the north in Chiang Mai, then in the south, where Kristen Post, one of our supportive missionaries, where she's already living and working. And there's just some different pictures on the screen of some of those meetings. You'll see more about that in the video. And we were quite impressed by the work that we found out, the variety of work that these groups were doing, both among the ethnic Thai and the missionaries themselves. We met people who were involved in advanced theological education. We met people who were working with disabled children. We met people who were meeting with Buddhist monks and talking about art, all kinds of different things. And even more impressive than that, though, were the nationalities of the people we met. Besides the United States, obviously, and Thailand, we listened to these nationalities. We met Christians from Ghana, the UK, Singapore, Australia, South Africa, Philippines, South Korea, Czech Republic, Indonesia, Myanmar, and India. So it's just a huge blessing to see the body of Christ working together in Thailand. So that's a bunch of facts and figures. We want to get to the interesting, exciting part. I want to introduce the video to you. And as we show the video, I want you to know that the song you hear in the background, it's a Thai Christian singing a song asking God to bring a blessing to the Thai nation. So let's listen to the song, and then I'm going to invite Rita first and then Anthony to come up, and they can share about, maybe you guys can stand down here wherever Rita is. I don't see her. So great. All right. So after the video, just come right down here and share. Let's watch this video together.
นี่เป็นคำอธิษฐานของเราทุกคนนี่เป็นคำอ้อนวอนจากหัวใจให้พระวิญญาณที่เข้ามาเปิดตาใจเราทุกคนให้อัศจรรย์ของพระองค์เกิดในพวกเรานี่เป็นคำอธิษฐานของเราทุกคนนี่เป็นคำอ้อนวอนจากหัวใจให้พระวิญญาณเทเข้ามาเปิดตาใจเราทุกคนให้อัศจรรย์ของพระองค์เกิดในพวกเราโปรดทรงอวยพรประเทศไทยให้คนไทยได้มีความหวังโปรดเปิดดวงตาและหัวใจให้คนไทยเห็นความสว่างโปรดทรงอวยพรประเทศไทยให้ไปถึงตามน้ำพระทัยให้พระพรหลั่งไหลไปถึงคนไทยทุกคนนี่เป็นคำอธิษฐานของเราทุกคนนี่เป็นคำอ้อนวอนจากหัวใจให้พระวิญญาณเธอเข้ามาเปิดตาใจเราทุกคนให้อัศจรรย์ของพระองค์เกิดในพวกเราโปรดทรงอวยพรประเทศไทยให้คนไทยได้มีความหวังโปรดเปิดดวงตาและหัวใจให้คนไทยเห็นความสว่างโปรดทรงอวยพรประเทศไทยให้ไปถึงตามน้ำพระทัยให้พระพรหลั่งไหลไปถึงคนไทยทุกคนโปรดทรงอวยพรประเทศไทยให้คนไทยได้มีความหวังโปรดเปิดดวงตาและหัวใจให้คนไทยเห็นความสว่างโปรดทรงอวยพรประเทศไทยให้ไปถึงตามน้ำพระทัย
John 3:16 in Akha language, not my language. Yo ha sambo yo hu sum yo ni.结果，米耶米查上噶德德米呢，还用什么提噶德国米呢来有咩？什么卡种说哈，马亚所有的 Mama Yazazi Yademe. That is
that's out way pie.
So hard, and you know, it's not something that you can document and say, I've converted all of these people. And you know, people in the States, they want to hear all the conversions, but the reality is, the work is written on the hearts of the people, and in this case, it's written on the hearts of orphans. These are kids that don't have parents to tell them, no, you can't believe, and it, you know, that's kind of a good thing in our case. Another group with another. Group that we met where the woman was so discouraged because she and her husband had an orphanage as well, and they had taken kids, young, you might need to pull me soon, young people out of the juvenile delinquent center, and they were training these girls to take care of kids and even offering them a life of university and schooling. But this woman, her name was Connie, and she was so discouraged because just working with this group of girls was so difficult. And she just needed us to say, wow, you are doing an awesome work, and we believe in it. So, you know, Greg rode his bike with Jason, and Jason was so stoked by it. It was just amazing. So, what can we do? With our diverse body, there's so many ways we can come alongside people in short-term missions, and they really do make a difference. We can come along beside them and encourage them. We can come along beside them, and Ginger, you know, she's an expert in teaching English. Well, one of the women were like, I need help with this. Websites. I mean, there's so many things, and if we're just willing to say, what do you need? I think the door is just open for us to come alongside people that have been in the trenches a long time They've learned the language. They know the culture. They're accepted by the community. And I hope I said what represents our team well. And did I do 3 minutes?
All right. So I'm Anthony Marzette. My wife, Emily, in the back there. Don't start. She's starting to cry. And our kids kind of spread out here. We are so thankful to you for being a part of this through prayer. Thank you, Stephen, for keeping the body updated. One of the first prayer requests. This family right here, T in the back, or T is how you pronounce it, and Dream, his wife, and Archin, their 18-month-old son. T was our best friend when we lived there 7 years ago. He didn't have a family at that time, but he spent a lot of time with us. He's Chinese Thai, he's Buddhist, and we had an opportunity to reconnect with him last year on our short-term trip, the vision trip, and then our families are reunited, and we spent hours with them, and I have so many stories to share with you how God is pursuing their family. But I don't have time for that today. But what I do want to thank you for is praying for us. One of the first things on the list was pray for an opportunity to connect our unbelieving friends with our believing friends. And we had that opportunity with P on two times. One on Easter Sunday, he got to be a part of. He was totally unwilling to go inside the church building, but he was outside for the festival where we honor the elderly and poured water. And so they got to witness believers loving one another, as Jesus says. That by this they'll know that you're my disciples if you have love for one another. So they got to see Americans and Thais unified in Christ, loving one another, and he was witnessing to that, or witness of that. As well as one of the nights we went to Bible study, he came and the leader invited him. He stayed for dinner, got to meet a number of the believers before they went home. So continue to pray for more opportunities for the believers and the unbelievers that we have in our lives to interact. We definitely believe God is working there. The second thing, if you like, I'd like to interpret that song that you just heard a minute ago. So I look at the church in Thailand as a mustard seed. And that little mustard seed has a prayer. And this came out a few years ago. And I'll just say it and then I'll interpret it for you. Nipen kam atita an kong rao tukon. This is our prayer of all. Nipen kam onwan za ko zai. This is the plea of our heart. Hai prawinyan te kao ma. May the Holy Spirit come in. But da jai rao tukon, open the eyes of all of our hearts. Hai asa jan kong pra on kut nai puk rao, may the miracle of God be born within us. Pro tsong oipon pretet thai, please bless Thailand. Hai kon thai dai mi kwan wan, so that the Thais can have hope. Pro tput duong ta le huzai, hai kon thai hin kwam sawang, open the eyes of our hearts so that light can enter in. Bless Thailand, so that we can go after your heart, and so that the blessing of God can flow down to each Thai person. So this is what that mustard seed is asking God to do, and I hope that we can be a part of that.
I hope that gave you a little flavor of what it was like. Obviously, there's a lot more stories. There's a lot more team members. So if you want to learn more, I encourage you to seek out one of those team members. Talk to Rita or Anthony or Emily, anybody that was a part of the team, and ask them what they learned, and ask them how they think that we together as a church can be a blessing, not only to the Thai church, but also to the missionaries that are there. And to the unbelievers, as Anthony just mentioned. So we went, as I mentioned in my introduction, with a commission. Our team, we took it seriously. We were your eyes and ears, your hands and feet in Thailand, asking those questions. What can we learn? Where can we serve? How can we pray? We learned a lot. As you just heard, we have a lot of opportunity to serve, as you just heard. And there is an overwhelming need for prayer. And you know what's really clear is that ministry in Thailand is a marathon, not a sprint. It requires a deep and sustained investment of time and resources. So the question is obvious, right? How would God have us to respond? He's given us this opportunity. How would he have us respond? And earlier I showed you this timeline stretching all the way back to January 2015, and it ended with the just completed trip. But before we even came off the field, right, we were already asking, what's next? What is next? And to that end, I want you to see something that we've been using as a team for the last months and during the just completed trip. This is a list put together by OMF International. We go to the next slide, Janice. So this is the different ways that individuals can be involved in missions or in global outreach. Learning, praying, going, sending, welcoming, or mobilizing. So what I like about this list is it pretty much includes everybody in this room, right? Is there anybody here who can't pray? If you can't pray, raise your hand. All right. So everybody here can at least be involved in prayer. I shouldn't say at least, but everyone can be involved in probably one of the most important things we can do in missions is prayer. And obviously there's learning. What is it? What is Thailand like? What is it going to take to be engaged in Thailand? All the information we can learn from there. Going, I think, whether short-term or long-term. Sending. Some of you God has blessed with the opportunity to obtain wealth. And I think God would have a role for you to play in being substantially involved in sending. And then, mobilizing means maybe you're just an encourager, getting other people involved. Welcoming, there's Thai people right here in Temecula Valley. And some of us have been working to develop relationships with Thai people right here. In fact, I got a really cool story about that. If you want to know about it, I'll tell you later. So come and ask me about Thai people and here in Temecula Valley. So these six ways to serve, I've included on your sermon notes, if it's in your bulletin, and on the questions on the back for you to consider when you gather with your home group this week. And here's a challenge that I want to put before you as from our team to our church, that you would take that list and you would seriously sit before the Lord and pray through that list and say, God, would you have me be involved in global outreach in Thailand or anywhere else that our church is working? There's so much different activity going on in different places, but here are six different things, Lord. Would you have me to be involved in the Southeast Asia Initiative or be involved somehow in what the church is doing in missions and global outreach? And see what he says. And then I want to challenge you to respond in faith of how God leads you. Because our team is praying for you. I met with the elders and the leaders of our church this week. I know they're praying and they're praying for us as a church. And so I just want to invite all of us to join together in that effort to pray. And I want to close in just a moment by praying, but I want to remind us that the purpose goes back to what we read in Revelation chapter 4 and chapter 7, for the purpose of bringing glory to God and seeing the Thai receive the joy of the gospel. Amen? So we are going to go directly into an observation of the Lord's Supper following this time, but I want to pray for us before we do that. Father, you have opened our eyes to reality on the other side of the world. This tiny, tiny fraction of people who know you, who worship you, and who receive the joy of forgiveness, mercy, love, grace, faithfulness, and eternal life. And Lord, we're just a simple local church here in Temecula, California. Could we play a role in encouraging others and bringing your gospel to Thailand? Lord, that's our desire. We trust that you are a big God who can do amazing things. And so, Lord, we want to pray that somehow, even in this room, even now, through your power of your Holy Spirit, you'd be speaking to individuals about how they can engage in the Southeast Asia Initiative, how they can engage to other places where people in our church are working around the world. Lord, we trust that you are faithful to uphold your word. Your local church is your method to get your message of mercy and forgiveness and love to the world. So we believe that you want to use us to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.